Judges chapter 11, beginning with verse 29. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. He passed through Gilead and Manasseh. Then he passed through Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he went out against the Ammonites. Jephthah had made a vow to the Lord. He said, "If you indeed give the Ammonites into my hand, then whoever or whatever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the Ammonites will belong to the Lord, and I will offer it up as a whole burnt offering." So Jephthah crossed over to the Ammonites to wage war against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand. Jephthah struck them down from Aroer all the way to the vicinity of Minnith, 20 cities as far as Abel Karamim, a great slaughter. Thus the Ammonites were humbled before the people of Israel. But when Jephthah came home to Mizpah, there was his daughter coming out to greet him with drums and dancing. She was his one and only child. Besides her, he had no son or daughter. So as soon as he saw her, he tore his clothing and cried out, "Oh no, my daughter! You have brought me to my knees. You have become a source of misery for me. I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take it back." She said to him, "My father, since you have opened your mouth to the Lord, do to me exactly what came out of your mouth. Since the Lord has carried out vengeance for you on your enemies, the Ammonites." She also said to her father, "Do this one thing for me. Give me 2 months' reprieve, so that I may go out into the mountains and weep for my virginity, I and my friends." Her father said, "Go," and he sent her away for 2 months. She and her friends went and wept over her virginity there on the mountains. When the 2 months came to an end, she returned to her father, and he carried out the vow that he had made regarding her. She never was intimate with a man. This became a custom in Israel. From year to year, the daughters of Israel go out to hold a memorial service for the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, 4 days each year. Chapter 12. At that time, the men of Ephraim were called to arms. They crossed over to Zephon and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to wage war against the Ammonites? But you did not invite us to go with you. We will burn your house down with you in it." Jephthah said to them, "I was a man involved in a bitter dispute, I and my people against the Ammonites. I called you out to arms, but you did not rescue me from their hand. When I saw that you were not coming to rescue me, I took my life into my hands. I crossed over against the Ammonites, and the Lord gave them into my hand. So why have you come up against me this day to wage war against me?" So Jephthah summoned all the men of Gilead and waged war against Ephraim. The men of Gilead struck down Ephraim because the Ephraimites had said, "You Gileadites are nothing but renegades from Ephraim and Manasseh." The men of Gilead captured the fords across the Jordan that led to Ephraim. Whenever an Ephraimite fleeing from the battle said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead asked him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, they said to him, "Please say Shibboleth." But if he instead said Sibboleth, because he could not pronounce the word correctly, they seized him and slaughtered him at the fords of the Jordan. At that time, 42,000 from Ephraim fell. Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried among the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan from Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He sent the 30 daughters outside his clan for marriage, and for his sons he brought in 30 wives from outside his clan. He judged Israel for 7 years. Then Ibzan died, and he was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon from Zebulun judged Israel. He judged Israel for 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ahijalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, son of Hillel, from Pirathon, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons, who rode on 70 donkeys. He judged Israel for 8 years. Then Abdon, son of Hillel, from Pirathon, died, and he was buried at Pirathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.